Hello, we are the Brothers Geek, and this is our podcast.
This is for sure a podcast.
This is for sure a podcast. This is episode number 20.
What?
Yes, it is.
Double X.
Yes.
XX number 20. Buddy.
Yeah, we're awesome.
Yes, we are.
Dude.
Yeah, we've been doing this for 6 months.
I love it.
Amazing. Have you guys ever done anything consistently for 6 months?
School. I've been with my girlfriend for a year.
Wow.
I've had the same job for 8 years.
I've been going to college for...
Have you done anything? Let me rephrase the question. Have you ever done anything this well for 6 months?
Oh, no.
No.
I can't think of anything
So that's awesome.
Maybe not this fun anyway.
This is definitely the most fun.
Yes. Yeah.
I think I played WoW for a couple years straight there, and that was
barely left the house.
Barely left the house.
Yeah. There were fungi growing on you.
Yes.
There was. Fungi. Andrew, look it up.
In the folds.
oh my god. He totally said it.
So yeah, we're geeks. We talk about geeky things. We're brothers.
Yes, we do.
There's Christopher Schmaltz and Andrew Schmaltz and
hello.
Robert Schmaltz.
I'm Christopher.
Yes, hello.
I'm Andrew.
Hello, Andrew.
Hello.
Do we have any fun news, Andrew, that we'd like to discuss?
I think we
fun or not fun news. It doesn't matter. It's news.
Huge.
I think we have what's called
but
huge
most of it
news.
Is freaking fun. Awesome.
Most of it is freaking fun.
Mind blowing.
So we spent a half an hour last episode talking about the 3 minutes of one movie that we
saw.
Yeah,
exactly.
So now
we
we're
spent
gonna...
30 minutes talking about the Age of Ultron
trailer.
Yes. So
that defines a geek podcast does it not? I mean,
it
seriously.
It really does.
So
the
now we're going to spend
expression of
the next
form.
6 hours talking about Marvel's announcement last
week. Settle in because we
settle
got
in. We're not going anywhere.
5 hours and 45
Let it
minutes.
Buckle down. I hope you're sitting down. That's all I got to say to that. I'm standing, by the way. I'm going to stand this whole time for listener. For you.
That's a good idea.
Last Tuesday, the day after we recorded episode 19,
Marvel
had a live event in which they announced their Phase 3 films.
Phase 3?
Which basically means the next 5 years' worth of Marvel films.
Insanity.
And
well, we had heard a little bit of rumors
about
some of these,
about
like
what to expect.
Captain America Civil War. What was the other one?
Well, we knew Ant-Man was coming.
We knew Ant-Man was coming. They were
whispering about doing a
Doctor Strange movie.
Doctor Strange movie,
right.
But now they have officially announced, and they have given dates. In fact, whether or not and I was thinking about this a little bit.
Did you find that link, Andrew? I want to look at all.
I got the wiki up. I'll go ahead and send it to you. But
Put that in the Skype so I can see it.
I will. I thought about this. Marvel, when they announce a release date, they stick to it. I mean, they're pretty consistent in terms. They announced when the first Avengers was coming out at Comic-Con 2 years beforehand, and they hit that target.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they're pretty consistent. So I think you can kind of take it to the bank on these release dates.
Well, most of these...
I mean, they're the big dog in terms of these movies, right? So Marvel Universe, they stake out weekends to preempt other people from...
Oh, yeah.
From dropping movies on the save weekend, So
joke is they moved Batman v Superman or Superman versus Batman off of the same weekend as Captain America 3.
They moved
it off. It's now being released in March of the same year.
Smart DC to do that.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay,
I completely agree.
Why would you poach?
Yeah.
You're going after the same dollars, right? You're going after the same dollars. So you have to release outside the window
you just don't want direct competition,
and
it's good for both movies because I mean you're going to dilute the audience by releasing on the same weekend. Yeah, people like us are going to go to both probably back to back two times.
Oh, of course.
But But general public, they're going to pick and choose, and they're going to see one weekend and maybe see the other next weekend. But if word of mouth sucks, then they're not going to go see it, right? So it makes complete sense to avoid the competition.
Exactly.
So the list is as follows. Captain America Civil War, Doctor Strange, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Thor Ragnarok, Black Panther, Avengers Infinity War Part 1, Captain Marvel, Inhumans, and Avengers Infinity War Part 2. Those are the ones that they announced.
Phase 3.
Well, and they also confirmed release date. I mean, we knew Age of Ultron was coming out on May 1st.
We knew that there was going to be another Thor movie, of course.
Well, and we knew there was going to be another Captain America movie. I mean, if there's any movie that came out in Phase 2 that was kind of a surprise in terms of how good it was and how big it was Captain America the Winter Soldier.
No. Everybody was surprised by Guardians of the Galaxy being as good as it was.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Winter Soldier, everybody knew that that was going to kick ass.
They knew that it was going to be decent.
Guardians of the Galaxy was just the totally
a huge question mark. Yeah. A huge question mark, and people loved it. Like, normal people loved it.
And that just knocked it out of the park.
Yeah. Level 1 saw that crap.
I'm nonplussed by the Ant-Man movie. I just don't understand.
No, I'm disinterested.
Trying to figure out what – I mean
– how's he going to fit in this? How's he going to fit?
The issue is there are compelling elements to Guardians of the Galaxy no one was reading that book, right? A really small subset of people were reading that book.
It was a very special.
But it had interesting characters, but it's esoteric, sort of space opera sort of stuff. And a raccoon, for God's sake. So,
Rocket. And a giant tree that fights people.
But Ant-Man, that character is not that compelling.
It's not in my mind.
The subject matter, I don't know how it's going to translate into a really solid movie.
No, I don't.
Because the source material on that is just not that. It's not that compelling.
Right.
No, it's not.
I'm worried about. Yeah. Anyway, and let's talk. We're talking about Phase 3. Sorry.
Phase 3. So Okay. Let's go around the table a little bit and give a sentence how you feel about all these movies. Like Captain America: Civil War. What do you think of that?
Well, I'm excited just because it'll have Steve Rogers and Tony Stark in the same movie, and they will be kind of the focus of the movie based on the title and what we know of the Civil War story arc that was in the comics. It will be about the fracturing of their relationship because they'll have disparate viewpoints on an event that happens and the aftermath. So it'll be about their opposing viewpoints.
One sentence. Okay. Yeah.
That was a long sentence with lots of commas.
Lots of commas. Christopher, how's your feeling about that?
Civil War?
Yeah, Civil War.
I love the idea of the competition between Iron Man and Captain America and the third antagonist, which hasn't been revealed, but those of us who have read the comics know what the antagonist is. So I like that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I am excited that Anthony and Joe Russo are still directing it. Who directed the second one.
They made The Winter Soldier awesome.
Great.
That is my one sentence to say.
Totally concur.
Doctor Strange, what do we think? One sentence.
I'm interested in the fact that they're talking to Benedict Cumberbatch to possibly Doctor Strange.
I hope that works out because he can pull off kind of the loopy, crazy, intelligent, but like awesome seriousness that Doctor Strange needs. That's my one sentence. That's all I'm going to say. Christopher.
Doctor Strange is a trippy Marvel hero.
Yeah.
Who competes against trippy villains and does some weird stuff in the comics. And so it will be a very different movie.
Yes.
Awesome.
I agree with that statement.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2. What do we got to say about that?
I'm ready. Bring it on.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Release it.
Release it in 2 weeks, please.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, come on.
I want to see what –
badass. The first one is badass.
Like, my question – my one sentence question about that movie is Is it going to lead into the Infinity War? Are we going to see Captain Marvel in this? Because there's a Captain Marvel movie coming up. Is there potential?
Lots of questions.
Sorry, go ahead. Thor Ragnarok. What do we got to think about that?
Whoa! Guardians. My sentence on Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is that it will tee up the Avengers and Captain Marvel movie.
Okay.
All right.
Without Good question, prediction. It'll be great.
Good prediction.
Awesome. Thor Ragnarok.
Anytime Chris Hemsworth swings Mjolnir and hits people in the face, I'm in.
Right? I'm surprised they're skipping right to Ragnarok with this. And I'm excited to see what Loki has done with
Asgard.
Asgard, while
as the king.
While Thor is on Earth fighting the forces of robots.
Exactly. Yes.
Patrick, I agree with you. I think it's way premature to release a movie that has Ragnarok in the title.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're going to try to end it. I mean, maybe they want to kill Thor.
It's the end of the freaking universe, dude.
Maybe they want to kill
Ragnarok.
Thor.
Ragnarok is the end of the Norse universe.
Here's the question. We're already going off the rails here, but
yeah,
if maybe Chris Hemsworth. They can't get him to sign for more movies, and so he wants an end. And they're gonna kill him in that movie.
They'll kill him, and they'll bring him back in the Infinity War.
Awesome. Okay, Black Panther. Christopher, you called this one.
Why don't you go ahead and just lay out there, Chris.
He called this from the Avengers trailer.
He did, from the jump.
Be happier than the announcement of a Black Panther movie. I read that book religiously as a kid.
Awesome.
And Black Panther is the best. It is such a great character that I am – I can't tell you. I'm more excited about that movie than any other movie in Phase 3,
awesome.
Frankly.
Yeah. Awesome.
It's going to be – the character is so awesome.
This doesn't count as my sentence, but Andrew, who's the actor that they picked to play that guy again? He's the guy from 42 or whatever, right?
Yeah, he played Jackie Robinson in 42. His name is Chadwick Boseman, I think. Yes.
Awesome.
He was also who just played James Brown in Brown.
Get on up.
The guy has serious acting chops.
Dude,
he put him in a movie.
Yeah,
he's great. What else has he been in? He's done some other things. We got IMDb. He's been around for a while. He's a young guy. He's only in his early 20s.
I love that.
No, I take it back. He's 37.
Wow. Okay.
He looks good for 37.
He looks good for 37.
Very,
that's a true statement.
I'm
excited
for that. The source material for that fantastic. The villains of him are fantastic. He is fully involved in the Marvel Universe, in the Avengers, and dealing with the major storylines. He is there in all of that. Just a great, great addition to the universe, movie universe. Yeah. It's really good. Great.
My one last closing statement is I really hope that you are correct that there will be some kind of tie-in to Black Panther in the Avengers Age of Ultron.
I really hope that there is a cameo or some kind of reveal in Age of Ultron.
They need to do a reference to what's that country called that he's from? Like Chala? T'Challa?
Wakanda. His name is T'Challa.
That's right.
He's from
his
Wakanda.
Name is okay. There we go. Yep. And then Vibranium. They have to say Vibranium. Wakanda. They have to say all that. Avengers Infinity War Part 1.
I can't even.
Yeah, what? There's four movies that are going to lead into this.
Based on the title, mm-hmm. we know that Thanos, the mad Titan.
This is going to be the storyline that sums
the Infinity Gauntlet.
Infinity Gauntlet, right.
And, the cube is one of the Infinity Gems, right? Stones.
And that purple one was one of the Infinity Gems from Guardians of the Galaxy. So they've been working on this for a while.
They are teeing up all of that. And so this is the Infinity War Part 1 will be the culmination of – and Guardians of the Galaxy, 2 is going to also contain – pieces of leading into the Avengers, right, yeah, because I guarantee you that if it's an Infinity War event, there will be Guardians of the Galaxy characters involved in that movie. No for question sure.
And,
about
and
it.
And like the Infinity Gems have been sort of like the ultimate, like, the
those
the,
have been the MacGuffins.
Exactly, yeah. The MacGuffins.
Ultimate,
of,
the ultimate. I mean, he becomes... no spoilers, but that shit is
the story. The comic, the comic that they're the referencing is awesome.
Nuts. It's nuts.
He just melts fools. Anyways,
yep.
Captain Marvel. I'm interested in this because they're doing a female Captain Marvel. They're doing Carol Danvers.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which is interesting because
very interesting.
Captain Marvel, the original is. He's a Kree.
Yeah.
He's a space cop, right?
Yeah.
He's
the new Captain Marvel is Carol Danvers, and the fact that the movie will follow Infinity War Part 1, you get at least for my knowledge of the character in the comic book, it will tell at least partially probably a origin story for Carol Danvers becoming Captain Marvel.
Cool. I'm sure.
Yeah, because the character is an astronaut. She's a member of S.H.I.E.L.D. and then she becomes an astronaut. And so she ties into that whole Marvel cosmic side of it.
So
big time.
Will Carol Danvers be in Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
Possibly.
I would love that.
That would be fun. And her comic right now is awesome.
Oh yeah.
I see reviews all, and it's getting fantastic reviews. That comic is apparently a really great comic going on right now. So, and the character's got a lot of history, so it'll be great to see. I mean, just a female led superhero movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's about damn time, right?
Completely.
2018 is the release for that.
There's been 15 superhero movies, and one of them, Elektra,
Now we get a female lead when there are many female heroes gone to.
Yeah, why isn't there a freaking Wonder Woman movie already? Like, she's going to be like shoehorned into...
DC is afraid. And,
yeah.
Well, there was rumors years ago about they approached Joss to write.
He's the perfect person to write that script.
And they completely agree.
Completely.
Something happened where he didn't make the movie. And then they tried to make a Wonder Woman TV show starring our favorite not ugly woman, Adrian Pilecki, and went nowhere.
Very not
apparently
ugly.
The pilot was abysmal.
Oh, jeez.
I remember trying to watch that, and I was like, oh, yeah. It's painful.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to really like it. I wanted it to be great, and it just didn't happen.
Yeah. Inhumans. This is interesting.
This might be more of a random kind of property than Guardians of the Galaxy is.
This is like Inhumans for people
They're more centrally involved in stuff that
they're
the other
humans.
Major
they're,
groups.
They're evolved humans. They're kind of like mutants.
They're kind of like
mutants that aren't mutants in the Marvel Cinematic Universe that can't do mutants.
Yeah. Right.
So
exactly.
I have a theory here. I have a theory that the Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch, if they answer it at all, what the hell they are, because they can't say the word mutant in the Marvel movie.
Nope.
They will say that they are Inhumans.
Yeah,
okay. I think that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to get to the point where they're going to say Inhumans are this new thing in our universe.
Yeah.
Because they can still say that, but they're these human beings that have evolved.
Yeah.
Yeah, my skepticism is the fact that they made and succeeded so well with Guardians of the Galaxy, I trust that they will be able to do an Inhumans movie.
Yeah,
they'll be able to find an angle on that movie that will
make it appealing and not totally obtuse and too dense.
The
main character of the Inhumans, Black Bolt, is a very powerful.
He's
one of the most powerful beings
on Earth.
He can't talk.
Yes. Yes.
No. But like his wife talks. Like she's the queen of the Inhumans. It's like
Medusa.
Medusa is her. Yeah. She has the crazy hair that she can like throw people with. But like he is one of the most powerful badasses on Earth, in the comic book, you know, and so I would love to see what they can do with him. They need to really make him look awesome.
Agreed.
And then Avengers.
Doesn't he have a big dog? Doesn't he have a dog?
He has like a.
What is the name of that dog?
It's like a weird like alien name. It's like Gorn or something like that. We gotta look that up. Okay. And then Avengers Infinity War Part 2 is 2019.
Which will wrap up the Phase 3. That's 2019, ladies and gentlemen. So your next the next 5 years of tentpole movies is basically set for you right now.
That's good. What do you think of that, Christopher?
I think it's going to
be a battle royale.
It's an awesome slate. Slate of movies. I'm skeptical of only a couple. The rest of them, I expect them to be awesome. They will all tie together and overlap and have crossover. And, you know, Marvel is just firing on all cylinders in my mind in terms of what they're thinking and how they're executing it. It's just it's a great thing. I can't tell you how excited I am about that Black Panther movie. It's going to be so good.
When is that slated to? That's like 2000.
November 17.
Ugh. Yeah. I don't want to have to wait 3 years for that. I want it to be like next summer.
Me too.
Lockjaw is the name of the giant dog.
Lockjaw.
Yeah. Yep. If you were screaming at your podcast, I am sorry.
Yeah. I'm sure people just scream at us regardless.
This is true. Yeah.
They're just like, shut up.
Yeah, we are ignorant.
The Lockjaw has the ability of teleportation, super strength, durability, precognition, and matter ingestion. Cool.
Nice. Lockjaw. One of the
stuff. Yes.
That's awesome.
Yep. Eat a lot of stuff.
You can eat a lot of stuff.
Eat human's best friend.
Yep. Can't go wrong with having a Lockjaw by your side.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot here for sure. I'm super pumped. Any other news that we have to discuss, or should we move on to scene?
Let's. I think we did a pretty good job. We'll put a link up to the Phase 3 announcement list, so you guys can mark your calendars and download a countdown app on your smartphones and
do it
for all of these 10 movies that are coming out over the next
countdown.
4 months.
Is there a countdown app?
There is, dude. I downloaded it last night.
1,200 days until Avengers Infinity War Part 1.
Exactly. 1,100 days until Black Panther comes out.
1,100 days until.
Yeah,
I really wish there was another Marvel movie coming out Christmas time. I wish there was. We didn't have to wait till next summer for another Marvel movie. I would have liked them to have done another Thor movie by now, or they would have had like some other storyline working, like Doctor Strange or Ant-Man was coming sooner.
They are in a bit of a valley right now.
Yeah. But that's the thing is, like, once we get through the valley, we're going to just be giant peaks of superhero movies forever. Like,
well, there'll be another gap. There's another long gap between Ant-Man and Captain America. That will be a dry period.
That looks to be about 10 months.
Summer to summer there. It's like,
pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. Around. But I mean, in that summer, we're going to get, I mean, in that spring, we get Batman versus Superman.
Mm-hmm.
At March of 2016.
Right. March of 2016. Yeah.
Batman,
so Superman. That'll fill that gap a little bit.
Cool. Yeah, that'll be a tent pole of a movie we'll be able to go to.
I hope it's good.
It is.
So scene. Andrew, what do you got for scene for this?
What do I have for scene this week? I actually just watched, before we got on the podcast, I watched the most recent Walking Dead episode.
Nice.
Which I didn't enjoy that much, honestly. It focused on Beth. We kind of have found out where Beth has been. She disappeared last season, and now we kind of have found out where she's been.
She's the youngest, blonde, right?
I don't find her character very interesting, so the episode was a bit of a slog for me. Mm. You know, she was in kind of this menacing situation with these odd people and this hospital, and I just was not very interested in what happened. It ended on a big cliffhanger to kind of keep us interested and tie her storyline into the rest of the storyline, but I'm just not that invested in her character and what's going on with that. What I did watch also was The Flash, the episode where Felicity Smoke shows up in Central City.
I just love her.
She's great. She's charming.
She is so charming.
And they put her in the cutest little outfits.
Apparently this next week's Arrow, is the secret origin of Felicity Smoke is what that episode is called.
Yeah, that's what's going to be on Wednesday.
I'm so excited about that.
I'm excited to watch it, too. Yeah, I love her character. She's fun.
Yeah.
Flash, it was... We talked about it last week. The Flash villains are a little goofball in terms of the villain. This week was Captain Cold. It's a guy with a freeze gun. Basically,
I love it. They're embracing the comic booky stuff.
I just love that.
But the actor they got to play Captain Cold, Wentworth Miller.
Yeah,
he's great.
He took a great angle on it. Yeah. He's just like this. It makes sense. He's this dead set, kind of very focused, very cold, straightforward thief who's pragmatic and does his thing and doesn't. He had a good angle on the character, and it looks like he's going to recur because at the end of the episode, they have him kind of meeting up with another compatriot and they're going to join forces. So Wentworth Miller is going to be back play Captain Cold again.
This episode had probably, I'm going to swear right here, the most badass moment in Flash thus far.
Oh my god.
When the train is crashing. And he is zooming out, getting somebody, and zooming them out of the wreck.
Yeah, you see the most amazing heartwheeling. Beyond the fact it's beyond next level when it comes to TV level effects.
Yeah.
It looks great. It looks great. And how they pull it all off, it made me stop and say, okay, in this moment, the Flash's power is really cool.
Yeah.
Beyond, I mean, awesome. Usually he's kind of a one note hero in my book. I don't really dig on his power, but that how they pulled off that sequence and how he utilized his power to save all those people, it just came off perfectly. I loved it. It was my favorite. Yeah, it's been my favorite moment of the entire series so far. It was great.
I was like, I literally had to like, crap. Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Like moment. And it was fantastic. I'm glad.
No, it really was a good sequence in that episode. And I was very, very impressed with it.
Yep. Anything else you got for Steve?
Oh, that's what I got.
Sweet. Christopher, what you got?
I too am caught up with Walking Dead. I have to disagree with Andrew. I thought the episode was riveting because it focused on Beth and her plight.
Okay.
She is one of my favorite characters in that she is the embodiment of the challenge that people in that universe, in that world, are confronting. She is maintaining her humanity while at the same time being strong, right? Okay. And she has a vulnerable quality, which I enjoy, but while at the same time she hasn't lost sight of what makes us human, and also she doesn't take any shit. So
yeah.
I like that about her character. She, you know, other characters in Walking Dead are kind of one-note characters where she is one of the more complex characters in my view. And so this predicament that she's in and the threats that she is under, not just from and hardly at all from the actual Walking Dead, but the threats that she has to deal with from the humans are even more compelling in my view, because they are, you absolutely could see society degenerating into exactly what she was confronting. And so I liked it a lot. The cliffhanger at the end really tells a story that will lead into the next episode that involves Beth and what happens and how they get out of there or who gets out of there. And so I'm enjoying that very much. Walking Dead has been good this season. I'm caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That show is really doing well.
Sure is.
This season, I like the storyline. I like what they're dealing with. I like the fact that they haven't focused on and completely revealed the big bad this year, right? They've teased the big bad. And I like that. It's not all about the big bad all the time, and it's also multi-layered. We're talking about Sky's father, and we're talking about the current quote-unquote leader of Hydra. How are they connected? How are they not connected? All of those two storylines are great. And what happened in this last episode with turning what's-his-name over to his senator brother who can't be – you know, he has to be evil in some way. So all of that is.
Oh, he's totally evil.
Yep, yeah.
Their mistrust their mistrust of Ward is leading them to.
No, that's exactly right. They are making a mistake.
Ward going to spend the season trying to redeem himself for last season, or is he actually going to go bad again?
I think he's going to. Now that he doesn't have. Bill Paxton's character, I forget the name of the character who died last year.
Oh yeah, I can't remember either.
Ward's loyalty to him and Ward's willingness to do whatever that guy said was what made him Hydra. And now the fact that he's gone and Ward, he's going to try to redeem himself and he's going to spend this season trying to work himself back into that team because he doesn't have the influence anymore of the guy.
I'm really happy they didn't writers kill the challenge. Character. Yeah, I'm really happy
challenge
they didn't.
For the writers is to – because they have really teed up the distrust, right? And they have set for the team. He killed people. He sent people to their death, that kind of thing. So
exactly.
And I don't know if a redemption is possible. I think the only way for him to potentially be redeemed is for him to save people and then die in the process. I mean, I think that's – likely where it's headed, given how they've teed that up. So that's
you're probably right about that. They've
the other
they took him down a deep hole.
Yeah. And the only other thing I'll mention for scene is I binge watched The Blacklist.
Yeah,
are you totally caught up?
I am. 2 episodes behind now on season 2.
Wow. That was like 10 days of James Spader.
I cranked through season 1 of The Blacklist. Wow. And I have to say, I cannot believe I was not watching that show. I mean,
it's this good. I still haven't watched it.
It was advertised at cons, and I was always wondering and skeptical. And, you know, I never, like, it wasn't on my radar. I knew it was out there, but I didn't watch. Holy cow. I watched the first few episodes and it is phenomenal. And that first season is phenomenal. Spader is fantastic as a villain / good guy. It's so good. He does such a great job in the role. The storyline for season 1 is compelling every single episode. The main story arc is referred to and touched on in every episode in an interesting way. And Spader just dominates the show. He is so good as a character and trying to figure out what his motivations are and him dealing with Lizzie and what their relationship is. They never answer sort of main questions and they tease some directions and they take you down a rabbit hole, but then they reverse field on you. It's really compelling. Hmm. And then, I watched the beginning of season 2 and it has continued to be really interesting. And now the main storyline of season 2 is he has a nemesis.
Okay.
Spader's character has an even more evil nemesis who is trying to exact revenge against Reddington, Spader's character. Meanwhile, all of the similar dynamics are going on between Reddington and the FBI agent and what their relationship is, and there were some reveals and not reveals, and it's a really good show. I would recommend that you guys check out, you know, try watch the first few episodes. You will be hooked. Because Spader is so good.
I had a different experience because I watched the first couple episodes when it premiered last year for season 1. And I found James Spader's character very interesting and compelling. But I found nothing interesting about the rest of the show. Mm. I found the female character that he, you know, what's her name? Agent Keen.
Elizabeth.
I found her kind of boring, actually. I didn't. really care. Maybe it's like a slow burn, and you
it is this reveal it is about a her. Slow burn.
Maybe I just need to give it more episodes.
Up. Yes, you do.
Okay,
yes, because she becomes.
I found.
Much more fully realized.
Is she wearing a wig? Very... She looks like she's wearing a wig from the no. things I've seen. Like, no. that doesn't look like her real hair.
It's not a real wig.
Is that, okay. That's quite strange. I don't know. I was put off by that. I remember watching, like, the pilot for the first, and it was like, she looks weird. What's wrong with her hair?
What's wrong with her hair, man? She's got a shaved head. She's covering up her cancer or something. She have cancer?
No, I wasn't going that route, but maybe she's got, like, short blonde hair, and they're like, we need a brunette. You better put on this wig. It's like, okay, I guess I'll put on this wig. That's cool. Yeah. All right. Cool.
That's it for me.
Sweet. Well, I watched some really geeky stuff this week. I'm going to tell you.
What'd you watch? Bring it. Bring it.
Shane Muyo wanted me to watch Death Note, anime. So I watched the first two. I have to say,
it's a series.
It's a series. There's one season of 37 episodes.
Whoa!
Like, are they 22 minutes a piece? Note.
The show is called Death Note.
Okay.
Okay.
I've heard of it.
Short little blurb. Kid finds a notebook. He writes names in the notebook. The people who If he writes your name in it, you die. He can tell you how you're going to die, or otherwise he can just write your name and you'll die of a heart attack. So the kid decides he's going to fix the world with this notebook and kill everybody who's bad. So he writes, like, even in the first episodes, He's written hundreds of names in the notebook. He's just killing people. Everybody who's, like, causing problems, he's just killing them. Like, criminals, dictators. And he wants people to know that someone is doing this. So he's not giving them, like, an accidental death. He's giving them a heart attack death. And so it's caught the gaze of Interpol. And they're, like, investigating it now because they're like, should we care that a bunch of murderers are dying? And, like, their whole thought is, you know, murder's murder, so we got to figure this out.
Yeah.
And then there's this, like, secretive Interpol agent named L, who doesn't have a name and he doesn't have a face, but he, like, solves these. It's pretty anime. It's got anime tropes written all over it. But there's this, like, demon creature that's, like, it's also like a death. It's like a demon of death. like Grim Reaper-esque, who's come to this kid who is asking him questions and observing him because he's interested in what he's doing with the power that he has. Because the demon's got a death note also, the book. And so, but, like, he's this god creature who's bored. And he's interested in what this mortal is doing with it. And so it's kind of like their whole relationship. And the kid, like, trying to hide from people, but also, like, letting people know that someone is up to this. It's kind of interesting so far. I'll keep watching. And
our artist in residence, Shane Muyo, recommended this to you.
Yes,
he's an anime guy.
He has been an anime guy. Yeah, he watches some. DBZ and stuff like that. And him and I, he loves the. I think he likes the art aspects of it too. Sure. We've got really good animation.
And is this on Netflix?
This is on Netflix. All of them are on Netflix. Oh,
okay.
The anime that I know most about right now, just because it's all over con right now, is Assault on Titan.
Oh, yeah.
Has he gotten into that?
I've watched the first 10 episodes or so of something Titan. What is it called?
Assault on Titan?
Is it Assault on Titan?
I think so, wrong. Isn't it? Okay.
Assault on Titan. Let me look at that. Yeah, I guess it is. So Assault on Titan's messed up. It's kind of like this steampunk like era place where these giant like monster giants come out of, and they like their whole goal is to just murder humans.
Yeah.
Attack on Titan?
Attack on Titan.
That's it.
That's what it is.
Is it a show?
Yeah, I think it's based on like a manga.
Manga.
All these are based on mangas. But it's this one guy, the way they fight him is they have these like gas-powered like grappling hook things. And then the only way to kill him is to like cut the back of their neck. So these guys are like swinging around and they're like cutting them in their back of the neck while they're like trying to grab him out of the air. It's got pretty good animation and pretty good, but it is dark as F.
Really?
People get ripped to shreds. People get eaten. Like little kids getting eaten. Like the main character's family whole dies in like the first few episodes. Like, It's effing dark. Like,
okay,
probably one of the dark. I couldn't get through it because it was too. There is no joy in this show.
I gotcha.
I watched.
Is this on rough. Netflix too?
This is on Netflix too. Yeah, that's where I watched it. All
right, Netflix has got everything, man.
They got a lot of anime actually, like a decent amount. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
So I
Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan. Check that out. It's pretty interesting. But it is. It is very dark. Very anime tropey too. The only problem that I had with is they kill people so aimlessly that you start to not care about anyone.
It's just gratuitous.
It's just like they introduce characters and then kill them off like immediately. It's like, okay, what's the point of this? This is just this is pretty silly. And then I watched season one of Video Game High School.
Uh-huh. I've seen ads for that. So have I.
So so this has kind of got a deep geek, like YouTube geek thing to it. This guy, Freddie Wong, has been doing YouTube videos for years. And he's kind of like become the guy known for doing the really good YouTube videos. And he actually makes like money doing this, just this now.
Okay.
So he's like a YouTube guy, and they started their production company Rocket Jump. And so you can watch them all on that, or you can watch them on Netflix. They're all on Netflix. Or season one at least is. And it's basically this universe where people play video games, these realistic looking video games, and they go to high school for that, and like the whole culture is centered around like Major League gaming is like a thing. Like that is okay. Like the best of the best are the ones who go on to be like Major League gamers, and they make like lots of money. And
okay.
It's this kid who gets invited to enter this private school of video games. And it's campy, and it's silly, and it's really nerdy, and there's lots of, like, little references, video game references, that are... But it is freaking hilarious.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I laugh so hard.
Is it, like, short episodes? I mean, how long are the episodes?
It's 9 episodes, and they're about 10 to 15 minutes each.
Okay. All right.
So you can burn through them pretty quick. But I found myself, like, watch the next one. Watch the next one.
Sure.
There's so much like connection to video games in this, connection to like there's moments where, you know, make a little what are you trying to Molyneux your way back in here? You know, your fable has ended, kid. Like that kind of thing, like little references like that, very, very like into the industry type of stuff.
This reminds me of the Guild that Felicia Day did.
Very much like that.
Joke references.
Totally.
And I just remember the first season of the Guild. I mean, it was like 6 or 7 10-minute episodes, maybe.
Yeah.
And it was obviously like. It was like Felicia Day doing it with her friends.
Yeah.
Like that's who, and they used I'm sure she used her own car, and they used like their friend's restaurant as like a scene for one of the Did that premiere on YouTube or was that on Xbox Live?
It was like a thing that she did for YouTube, I think, and then it turned into like a deal with Sprint and Xbox Live, and it was all over Xbox Live. And then it became this YouTube thing, and then it turned into her making her own production company, Geek and Sundry.
She's got multiple series on YouTube now where she makes money
because of the guild. And like Freddie Wong is like the same kind of deal. Like he's probably got hundreds of videos on YouTube that you can go watch.
Wow, cool. All right.
He's got tutorial videos on filmmaking. Like he explains how to do everything he does.
Wow, that's cool.
So it's really cool. I kind of got lost in it for a few hours today looking at all his stuff, and I'm a fan now, dude. I subscribe to his channel and
cool.
I'm totally into it, but if you like video games at all, this is worth the watch because the writing is funny. And it doesn't even matter that the actors aren't really that great, because it's supposed to be like campy. It's super campy and just fun, and you could tell they're all just hamming it up. They're just enjoying
every minute of it.
Exactly. Like, they're just into it. And I
very fun.
Totally make me excited. I mean, I got more to talk about. I watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I watched Arrow, I watched Flash, all that's blah, blah, blah. But yeah, those are the two I wanted to highlight.
Blah, blah, blah.
Let's move on to Played.
Let's move on. What can we imagine? What are we going to talk about this week with Played?
No idea.
Wait, let's save the DLC talk till the end. Christopher, what
are we going to talk about? Red? We kind of skipped over Red.
We didn't even talk about Red. Jesus.
Red.
What kind of professional podcaster are you?
I'm a failure. Sorry.
Forgot a statement.
Sorry,
an entire segment.
I was excited about Played. So anyway.
Yeah.
Red. Andrew, what do you got for Red?
I have two things that I will mention just briefly because we want to get to our Played segment so badly. On the recommendation, because you have been reading it and Christopher has called it his favorite book of all time, I downloaded I thought I had a paperback copy somewhere in my house, but I was searching for it last night and I couldn't find it anywhere. I must have given it away or sold it at some point, which is much, you know,
I bought a copy.
It's a tragedy.
It is a complete. And left it at your house.
Yeah, I know. It must have been given away or sold, I'm liable to go.
Goodwill.
Exactly. I give books away. I don't throw books away for sure. But I will go buy. I downloaded the first sample chapters on my Kindle of Dune, and I read, I don't know, two or three chapters today on my breaks and when I was at the gym. That is I've read the beginning of the book before. That is just a fantastic novel. Herbert's ideas that he poses, even the beginning of that book, are so dense and so heady.
Yeah.
It's just incredible to me.
He's next level, dude.
It really is next level science fiction. It's incredible. It's incredible what he manages to weave together and kind of the ideas that he brings up and tells in this hyper. Yeah, it's incredible. It's an incredible read already. I'm digging on it. I'm gonna go buy the paperback and I will read it. I will stick with it and get it done. So I'm going to read Dune and finish that for sure.
Wow,
it's an incredible book.
We'll have to do like a full on like Dune discussion when we're all done.
When you guys finish,
I'm going to say this right now.
We're gonna do a full segment on Dune.
I'm gonna say this right now, and I hate this about my head and my brain. I just can't stop picturing that David Lynch shithouse movie.
I can't stop doing it.
Watch the sci-fi thing, and that will help purge.
No, and I've seen that, and I watched that sci-fi movie.
I have too.
David Lynch is just a train wreck, man.
It's such a train wreck. I can't handle it.
There's supposed to be a documentary. What is that called? Gorski's Dune. Have you heard about this, Christopher?
Yes, I have heard about this.
I want to watch it. I've heard it's really good.
Yeah,
about this guy who tried to like do his own Dune,
Yeah, and yeah.
And how it failed.
Yes.
He couldn't get it off. He couldn't get it off the production.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. But he had this... It's supposed to be, like, amazing, that documentary. I have to watch that and talk, figure that out.
Yeah, no, but that's... I started reading that this week, so I will be... I finished my Blood of Olympus Percy Jackson book, so now I'm going to be moving
somebody,
on.
I saw somebody reading that in my restaurant. They were...
It's a fun book, man. This series finished really well. I was happy with it. So,
good.
Also, the other thing I will talk about for Red is last week, George R. R. Martin released The World of Ice and Fire. The subtitle is The Untold History of Westeros and the Game of Thrones. It's basically an encyclopedia that gives you backstory on everything in the A Song of Ice and Fire universe.
Is this a 10,000 page like tome?
Dude, it's like... I mean, literally, it looks like a textbook from school.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and the most amazing part of it is has fantastic illustrations.
Oh my god. That's
of
cool.
Of what George R. Apparently what George R. Martin's what it looked like in his head.
Isn't this this was driven by two like fan site people, right?
Yeah, that became part of his like
team crew. Or something.
Yeah, that became part of his crew, like his like go-to guy for his like fact checker for his books to make sure he's not contradicting himself and you know, is this continuity correct with what I've said in the past and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And
so he hired a couple of nerds on the internet to help him fact check his crap. I love him. Oh my god,
he's the man, dude. He's
so great.
And the illustrations in this book are fantastic and beautiful.
Yeah.
And they look, anything in your mind that you would have. I mean, it has illustrations for King's Landing, and the locations. Everything
is it written,
in your mind.
Is it encyclopedia form or how is it written?
It's broken up by eras. It starts in the ancient past and it works towards Robert's Rebellion.
Okay.
And it tells the history of the great houses and it tells the history of the free cities. It tells the doom of Valyria. Cool. So it touches on all of that.
I'm gonna have to get this.
I could like this is like a coffee table book that I could just like sit and read for like hours. I could just
I was reading it before I got online.
Oh my god.
I've read 15 pages of this thing and I'm sucked in.
It sounds like you could just like turn to a page and like read about it
exactly.
for a little bit.
Yeah, you read about the Targaryen dynasty and how you read about the conquest.
So
index? Is it indexed such that if you want to look up a specific person or event, you can find it?
Let me look in the back and see if there's...
That's what I'm saying. It's like you could be listening or reading the book and then like
there
stop.
Is absolutely an index.
That's you the value like of that book is that you read it, something right. and then you go look it up. Yeah,
I'm
that's awesome.
Go. I'm totally getting that.
Igon the First, the Conqueror, he's mentioned all the page numbers where he's mentioned.
That's so cool.
That's cool.
Mentioned on page 10, 27, 3 through 35. Yeah, no, it's crazy. It's so good. And the art in the book alone is worth the price of it. So...
I bet that's the $30 plus.
It's $40.
Woo. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, no, it's great, though. But that's what I've got for Red this week.
Awesome.
Nice.
Christopher, what do you got?
I started The Crimson Campaign, which is the next book in...
Book two of the Powder Mage
trilogy.
Oh, wow, you're going straight to two. Wow.
Yes.
Awesome.
Outstanding beginning to book two. I am thoroughly enjoying that series. I will plow through this book, I am sure, because it has started on a high note and has continued to be excellent. So I'm very excited about that. And that's been my main focus in terms of Red. I've been playing my free time. I've been playing. That's my report for Red is that book. It's been
short
great.
Short and sweet.
Give us the name of the author, Christopher, just so if we can reference it, we need to.
Oh, yeah. Shit, I knew you would ask me that.
Yeah. The Crimson Campaign.
I always forget.
I mean, I could look it up just as easily as you could.
I'm looking it up right now. Brian McClellan.
Brian McClellan.
Yep.
Uh-oh. I'll make sure he gets cited in the show notes.
Brian McClellan.
All right, cool.
Yep.
All right.
I continue to listen to Dune. I haven't been reading very
much. How far in are you?
It's kind of hard to tell because I'm listening to it. Here, I can look at my Audible. I mean, they don't really tell you chapters.
No.
Well, they do. What's the most recent event that happened in the book?
So
that might be a spoiler. So don't say that.
I don't want to say anything to you. I have 10 hours remaining of 21 hours. So I'm chapter 9 of 18. I'm about halfway through.
How do I say this?
They're in the desert.
They are in the desert.
The chapter
the
that
people
I'm,
that go to the desert are in the desert.
The chapter that I'm currently listening to, there is a worm that is currently running.
They're interacting with a worm.
They are interacting with a worm currently.
Nice. Okay.
I don't want to give away too much. There's been some really interesting stuff that wasn't in the movies at all now.
The
scene with how can I say this? Muad'Dib and someone else.
Yeah,
someone else. Is
female someone else female
no, male you're unsure of his loyalty.
Yeah, I got it. Okay.
And I thought that's not even the movie at all. Great, it's fantastic.
Great
scene.
Yep,
oh my god, so like them playing chess, mind chess, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like it's very good writing, very good. Interesting. Exactly what Andrew said, like very heady and just totally next level shit is happening.
Next level
for sure.
So yeah, that's pretty much it for Red. I mean, I need to plow through that and just finish it. I feel like I've been listening to it for a while because I want to move on to something else. Let's talk about Played. Sorry.
I jumped
the gun a little bit.
What have we all been playing? I wonder.
We've all been playing Destiny. We have more that we could talk about that, but Christopher has played something else, so he gets to go first.
Yep.
Couple things. I downloaded and am playing Clash of Clans.
Awesome.
On my mobile device, on Sean's recommendation. He said he was playing it. He found it to be very entertaining. So I, on his recommendation, I downloaded it. I'm playing that. It is very fun. It's a similar mechanic to Star Wars Commander.
Okay.
But a little bit more. The presentation's a little bit better. Little bit more going on. And sort of to keep you engaged. But it's very similar to Star Wars Commander, but I'm sort of just in the – I just got a notice today that my village had been attacked. So I need to log on and find out exactly what the damage was.
My experience with Clash of Clans, I've never played it, is one of my best friends, her husband plays this game – like obsessively.
Yeah.
She gets so pissed off at him because he is always on his phone playing this damn game.
Yeah.
It's
hilarious. So I'm checking it out.
He's not a gamer at all.
Mm.
He loves Clash of Clans.
Well, and it's a free to play game.
Yeah.
That, the design of course is that you wait for everything, but you can finish it now if you pay gems, and then it costs money to buy gems, so that's the model, right? That's how they make money,
and they do
because you don't want to wait, and they make a ton of money. Yeah, so that's fine. The gameplay is fun, and Sean, I was discussing it with Sean, and he's exactly right. We spend money every month on WoW and download the expansions for WoW. And if you're playing and getting enjoyment out of a game on your phone as much as or similar to sort of what you're paying for WoW, then, in my mind, you're justified in spending some money on a game that you're enjoying. So that's cool. So
see, that's where I sort of ran into I played Clash of Clans, but then I got to the point where everything that I was upgrading was taking 3 days.
Mm.
And so it was like, I have no reason to get on until that's done.
Yeah.
And so I lost interest. I'm not. I didn't want to like.
You didn't want to spend the money. Yeah. No.
Because once you turn on the hose, okay, I've already done it. I might as well put $5 more in. Might as well put $5 more in. You know, it's like
they have sunk their hopes into you.
Yes, and, I didn't want to pull the trigger. I didn't want to it's just $1. Oh, it's just $10. Like I didn't want to start that. I just wanted to say no, never.
Yeah, so I'm not even there yet. I'm still using my initial allotment of gems, so I haven't spent any money, and I don't know if I will, but anyway, I'm checking that out.
Right.
And I've gone the longest stretch since WoW came out where I did not play.
Oh, wow.
And the expansion is next week. And the pre-expansion patch dropped last week. And so for the first time in months, I logged on after the pre-expansion patch dropped, logged on, played for a little bit. I've got to update add-ons. You know, I got to remember the mechanics of it all because it's very different than Diablo, but similar. But anyway, I have established characters in WoW that have just sort of sat there, and I got to relearn and the pre-patch. Sort of changed some of the mechanics and altered my rotation on my main character, which is a hunter. And so I got to literally relearn the hunter between now and when the expansion comes out. I bought the expansion.
Before we go any further, what's the name of the expansion?
Warlords of Draenor.
Okay.
And where is this supposed to be taking place? Because I know the WoW universe pretty well, and
it's taking place in the alternate timeline of Draenor.
Alternate timeline?
Yes.
So where has this changed?
Garrosh has gone into the past.
Oh.
And changed the Iron Horde in Draenor, and so Draenor is totally different from the Burning Crusade Draenor
that we experienced. Interesting.
So you're confronted with the Iron Horde, who is building the gate to come and attack and dominate Azeroth.
So the gate is not green.
If you've seen the trailer, he prevented consuming of the tainted blood, right?
Yeah.
That tainted the orcs. Well, he prevented that from happening, and so this Iron Horde is building the Black Gate or the Dark Portal, it's called, but it's red. It's not green.
Interesting.
So wait.
So you're basically going back to what was the Burning Crusade area called?
Draenor.
Is that Draenor? Is that what that is?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
But
so you're going
the
back.
Draenor
but
you're
been,
going
it's
to
been remapped,
is
a, redone, re,
essentially
reskinned.
Yes, but not just reskinned, totally remade.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
How long ago was the most recent expansion on WoW? Has there been a valley between?
Months.
Is that a long valley for them?
It's about average.
They do about 18 months. Usually about 2 years. There was 2 years
It's 18 months to 2 years.
Yeah, they took some time in between.
And they do some big patches, content patches in between.
To keep you going.
But this one is a full expansion.
The whole Northrend stuff,
that was an expansion.
That was huge. And that was a couple years of that. Yeah.
Then there was Cataclysm. Yeah. Then there was Pandaland. You know, all of that.
Mist of Pandaria.
Mist of Pandaria. Yeah.
That was jumping the shark right there.
It was good. It was good.
Do you have a Pandarian character that you played, Christopher?
I do. I have a Panda Monk.
Panda Monk.
It's an excellent character.
Is his name Poe?
Poe.
No.
Yeah. Okay. You should have named
there were Poe. There were many Poes.
I'm sure there were.
It's not original.
Speaking of downloadable content and expansions, they announced a new...
They being Bungie.
Bungie announced a expansion pass for Destiny. Which will be
they announced some details,
right? That it would be December 9th.
We knew expansions were coming.
Right, we knew the expansions were coming, and you can buy the season pass that includes two upcoming expansions.
Yes.
There seems to be some gripe on the internet about more content being on the PlayStation version versus the Xbox, and them both being the same price.
Yeah.
Well,
the PlayStation version gets an extra strike.
Yeah. Is that it?
Both versions?
Is that it? Like,
I think so. Both versions will have three more campaign missions to play.
They'll both have the new raid.
They'll both have a new raid. Krotas and...
There's some cosmetic stuff. There's some armor sets that are available only for PlayStation.
You'll be able to get your light up to 32.
Yeah.
Yes.
For both. Which
there's an extra strike.
Yeah.
Story missions.
Yeah.
Currently, there's
for PlayStation
six strikes in the PlayStation version. Anyways, they have an extra one currently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like they're
Bungie.
Getting
you know,
more.
It's a business deal between Bungie and Sony,
totally,
right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the Xbox players will eventually get all this. Later in the year, but they don't get it when the expansion comes out.
Right. I just want
gamers are notoriously impatient.
they're impatient and they're quick to overreact.
And they're whiny.
Yes. And angry and nasty and horrible human.
I read a really good article that explains, it's a short article, but Kotaku talks about this. And I wish there was more detail about what is happening. If you really want to find out about this, you got to like dig through the dredges of Reddit to really find out why people are upset about it. But yeah, I wouldn't oppose that. I wouldn't force that upon anyone.
Exactly.
No way. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm happy with it. $20. It's not that big of a deal. So I'm not. I'm sad that I'm not getting all the content, but I'm not mad at PlayStation users for it. I'm not mad at Bungie for it. They're making a business deal. They
got to make money on their game. Right. The video game industry exists as a business. It's not a nonprofit.
This is not your free service that you're getting. I've gotten so many hours of gameplay out of this $60 already.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm okay.
Chris and I talked about this earlier this week. It's the Destiny app you can download on your smartphone tracks the amount of time you've played each of your characters.
You don't want to know how much I've played.
Oh, dude, I can look at the app right now and tell you exactly how long you played. But I've played 26 hours just on my one character.
Yeah.
And I still love every single...
26 hours for $60, dude.
Yeah,
that's already... Awesome.
People, the gamers just don't have any freaking perspective. It's like, how much entertainment are you getting out of that? And it's just constant bitching and whining.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's tons of content. I'm still trying to work towards stuff.
It's repetitive.
It is very repetitive. There isn't a lot of changes in gameplay for the most part. But I'm okay with it. I mean, I like the grind. I like, you know... Diablo. I like that kind of grinding game. I like World of Warcraft. I think that's fun. We're grinding where I'm working towards something. The gripes in the beginning were very like geared towards like the gear not dropping. You grinding, 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 and nothing happening. And Christopher has talked about this week actually with like he's gotten to the point where he needs helium for his armor.
Yeah, no, we were running around the other night. And he's like, I need helium coils so I can upgrade my armor. I'm like, we got to go to the Cosmodrome.
Helium's on the moon. Helium's on the moon.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Spin metal is on the Cosmodrome.
My issue, I totally agree with you, Patrick. I am all for the grind. It's all about how the space – it's, you know, it's a delicate balance, figuring out sort of how much work it takes – to feed that endorphin release in your brain, and they they haven't got it quite balanced.
Yeah,
where you go through some stretches of play where you don't get a single upgrade, and they don't quite have that if for this is especially for characters who are working their way to 26, 27, 28.
Right.
Where they're not in the raid, they don't have the raid to focus on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of play the game to try to get to 26.
Yep.
And that is there. It is a grind, right? You got to do repetitive stuff. You got to do the daily. You got to do the weekly. You got to do all those things that you need to do. And sort of, I haven't given, especially for those people who don't have the 3 to 4 hours for free time a day to play.
Exactly.
It's not as, and they haven't sort of found that happy medium for those players like me who only have at most, say, a couple hours of free time a day to play the game or do those things that I want to do, right? And I can't dedicate 2 to 3 hours to grind away. I need to be able to do the get in and out, and maybe Bungie just decides, okay, I'm not the target audience.
It's possible.
That's fine. But they need to sort of that balance is not quite there.
Right.
Well, so
I mean that's the question too with like MMOs. All MMOs is like you get more out of it the more time you put in.
For
and
sure.
It rewards the guy who can play 10 hours every day.
Or girl.
Guy or girl. Yeah, a lot of girls play WoW actually.
Yep.
And so like the casual gamer that might only be able to play 5 hours a week tops, like, I mean, they're not going to be able to raid, they're not going to see that end game stuff as much.
And there is that sort of element right. of entitlement, right? And, and what's the demographic of the people who are whining and complaining and the vocal minority, you know, all of that is, it works into it. So the issue that was raised on the announcement of the content of the DLC for Destiny was the difference between you're paying the same amount, except you're getting for Xbox players, you're paying the same amount for the expansions and yet you're not getting all the content.
That's the big difference
is that they should be charging less.
For Xbox players, they should be charging less. This is the trick though. This is how you got to look at it. PlayStation users are paying the same price as someone and they're getting extra, not that we're getting less. Like it's the same aspect but from a different perspective. The perspective is we're getting all this content and more for the same price that other people are getting the same content, like that little bit. So they're just getting extra. We're not getting less.
I disagree. You can't look at it that way because the issue is that there's not all that much content as it is, dude.
True.
And so an expansion should include – when an expansion includes one raid and includes how many new strikes? One?
One strike.
For Xbox?
True statement.
Three new campaign missions and new Crucible maps, but Chris and I really aren't Crucible players, so that really doesn't affect our enjoyment of the game.
So I
see what you're saying. Like, I mean, I think about like – Borderlands DLCs, and those are mostly like $15. Like, and you get, you get like 10 levels. You get like a whole new campaign. You get a bunch of
story. And it's not as if the grind from 28 to 32 is going to be quick.
No. It takes forever. It takes forever.
Exactly.
I've been sitting at I was at 27 for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I've been at 28 for 2 weeks.
I've been playing a lot and just not getting the
armor.
Yeah,
you've been playing a lot more than us.
Right, and I have not been able to get the gear that is necessary to get to 30. Like, if you have just the gear from...
And that's an MMO design. That's fine. You got to draw that out. You don't want people getting immediate.
But you got to give them something, otherwise they don't want to keep playing. Like, right. I'm not getting anything out of this. I've been at 22 for blah, blah, blah. Like, why am I keep playing? There's no end to this.
Yeah. I will say this, though. I last night was running around the Cosmodrome, and I discovered something in the game that I'd never encountered before.
You just like
before.
Saying Cosmodrome, don't you?
Cosmodrome.
I hear you say it like you slow down. You like saying it, huh?
Cosmodrome. It's Cosmodrome. The way they've named things in this game. We went into this.
We went into the part of the map that was like, holy crap! I haven't explored this at all.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've never been in this part of the map before.
What's it called?
The Moth Yards.
The Forgotten Shore.
This place is beautiful over here.
Yeah.
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 And
no,
we've never
really,
really been in that area.
If you did the story missions, you were over there for a second, but you probably went through it quick.
Yeah, exactly. Hardly. I mean, there's like one or two story missions to take you over there. It doesn't really let you explore and see the extent of it.
Well, if you guys are public event hunting, there's this website called DestinyPublicEvents.com. And it has timers for all the different events, and it shows like where they're going to drop. And so
I have an app on my phone. I downloaded the app for exactly that.
But like because of that, I've gotten to know the areas, the map very well.
Yeah.
Like where?
Yeah.
Oh, the Forgotten Shore. I know how to get to there. Or it's like
I've learned where that is now. But I encountered something completely different by myself last night. There's an area on the Cosmodrome where you can encounter level 20 ultras of the Hive.
Yeah, yeah, they're in that
and they're
cave.
They're in that cave, the grotto.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you crawl through this dungeon.
How do you get to that grotto?
You got to go through. I can show you where it is. I can't describe it off the top of my head.
Okay.
Yeah, but
the area that you get to, where you you go to fight the spider tank, right?
The rocket yard. You have to run through the rocket
yard. If you were to beam down to the strike right now, you'd be in the rocket yard. You run straight back to the building in the back, and then there's that part where you have to fight off the waves of enemies before the gate opens up, and then you can go fight the spider tank. Right before that, if you hang a huge right when you walk in the room, there's like a way to walk down there, and then there's like this cave that is like covered in like slime and Hive muck. And down in there, there's a level 20 elite witch. And then, deeper and deeper into there, there's like 20s and 20s and tons of Hive.
There's level 20 acolytes. Yeah. There's level 20 knights, and
so
there's two level 20 wizards.
If you need to bang out the Hive Majors and Ultras quest,
that's exactly what I did last night.
You go there and you kill. Yeah. You can get five in one shot.
And they respawn.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I did last night. It was awesome.
Here's a quicker way to do it, Andrew, too, if you want. You spawn on the Cosmodrome, and then you immediately hang a left, and there's a hut right there. And
I found that too.
There, right behind that hut is a bounty thing.
There's two exalted knights and acolytes.
You run down, and your ghost turns on. It's completely pitch black, and there's two acolytes and one knight, I think.
Yeah,
and
they respawn quick.
They respawn quick. So you kill them, run upstairs, kill the guys on top, run downstairs. They'll respawn. You can kill them, run upstairs, kill the guys, and then you can bang out that one in 10 minutes, very easily.
Yeah,
it's been a lot of fun. I love this game.
the larger point of this is for, and I am the most casual of all the gamers here. I am still encountering new content on things I felt I'd exhausted.
Exactly.
I'd exhausted the Cosmodrome, and I found this whole other area with Christopher yesterday that's totally cool, and I found this whole other area where I can bang out some bounties and I can fight some tougher guys that, you know, it's hard to find level 20s in some of these areas, but if you know where to look for them, it's much more challenging, and I like that. I mean, I am probably the least now?
What's
23.
Nice.
Yep. Nice. And I spent yesterday, I focused intently on leveling up my weapons. So I have maxed out all of the current blue primary and secondary weapons I've had, I maxed out all the upgrades. So they're like they're max powered right now. So I was focusing on that yesterday. So that's
have
pretty cool.
Have you gotten your Vanguard up high enough that you can purchase?
I do not. I am 400 Vanguard rep away from being level 2.
Oh man, you could get that in one day.
Oh, I know.
That's what I did. And I bought two pieces of legendary gear.
Oh no, dude! I have a chest piece and I have gauntlets that I am eyeing right now to increase my intellect so I can use my super more efficiently.
It's tempting to buy some of the cheaper stuff ahead of time, 65 marks. But if you don't have a helmet, it's a good idea to save for that helmet. That's 120.
A purple legendary helmet.
Yeah, to get that out of the way. Because if you haven't gotten any purple drops yet or exotics,
I haven't gotten any purple
dude,
drops.
Dude, if you get an exotic, you bump up like 2 levels immediately.
Yeah,
yeah. It hits you hard. Like that's really. I got an exotic early on, and that bumped me up to 25 like immediately, and then the slow leveling process.
What did you get an exotic doing?
What did I get? What was it?
You can get an exotic as a drop?
I got a legendary engram before they had patched it, so it was very unlikely that it could get it. Legendary engrams used to be more common, but there was less of a chance of them being a legendary or an exotic. They were very likely like a blue item or a strange coin.
Yeah. I get a lot of strange coins.
So I wasn't really like, oh my god, this is going to be it. You know, I was like, oh, this could be something cool. And I got the helmet. I'm blanking on the name of it right now. The helmet for my hunter that makes it so you get a 4th golden gun shot. Mm. And it has
is that a legendary?
It's an exotic. It got an exotic. So I got that exotic from that legendary engram, and
but
I was
what did
like
you get
first...
it? What did you do to get the drop? Like, were you on a strike? Were you on a weekly?
I don't remember that specifically. It was probably doing like a strike, or like a daily. I got a legendary engram last night from doing the daily. I at the end of the mission, it popped shards and engrams. So.
Nice.
We could talk about this all day, so we're gonna stop.
Yeah. We're going long. It's a lot of fun.
yeah. Welcome to the Destiny Show.
Exactly.
Andrew, what trivia question do you have for us?
Trivia question: because I bought this book, The World of Ice and Fire, it
reaffirmed.
This is gonna be good.
It reaffirmed my love of George R. R. Martin and the world he has created. So we have all read all of the books, and we are all current the TV show.
I'm not all.
Oh, that's right. You are still.
I've read the last one. Yeah.
Dance of Dragons. You still have to read through. But my trivia question is this: there are 9 free cities in Essos. I want you to name for me 5 of them. Give me
what?
5 of the 9 free cities.
These are so hard. You are
hard. No. Yeah, come on, dude.
Really?
We've already visited 4 of them.
Braavos.
Braavos is 1.
What is the one that that
I have the map.
Right now?
I have the map book here.
Don't
somewhere.
Be cheating. Don't be cheating.
I don't remember their names. It's been a while since I've read it.
It's been a while. Gosh.
Yeah.
Istanbul. I think I'm getting that wrong. Like Astapor
is not considered a free city. It is a slaver city on Slaver's Bay.
Karth
is not a free city. Karth is the greatest city that ever was or ever will be.
Damn it. This is tough.
No idea, dude.
Yeah, you're gonna say them, and I'm gonna.
What are
like,
they?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Braavos. That's the city at the top of Essos, where. Well, I'm not gonna tell you. Okay, Pentos. That's the city
Pentos.
Where we first meet Viserys and Daenerys when they're staying with Illyrio.
Yeah.
It's got the big. Pentos. It's got the big like horse statues. It's
got exactly.
The, yeah, yeah.
Ty Roche, which we've never visited in any of the books or the TV show. It's just been referenced. There's Mir, spelled M-Y-R. One of the secondary characters that shows up in book two is from Mir. There's Lys, which is...
wasn't the Dancing Master, wasn't he from Mir in the first
No,
season?
The Dancing Master is from Braavos.
Oh, okay, okay.
There is the city of Lorath, which we've never visited. And then there is Volantis, which is probably the biggest city in the world, supposedly. The way that Volantis describes itself, it's the most populous city in the world. And then there's two other inland cities called Norvos and Cahor. Cahor we visited very briefly also.
Is the other island, what is it called again?
Essos.
Essos.
The other continent?
Is this affected by... winter as much as Westeros is?
I'm not sure about that,
because
honestly.
Because it's like
I don't think it is.
They're not even talking about it.
I don't think the seasons in Essos function the same way the seasons in Westeros do.
Which is weird.
It is weird.
Because they're on the same, like, you know...
Well, they're on the same planet, obviously.
They're on the same planet, but they're right next to each other.
They're not
below each other. So it's almost like.
They're in space because there was a comet, right?
Exactly. There's some kind of celestial events. They talk about stars and.
Well, they talk about there's this really cool video on YouTube. It talks about the science of Westeros from what he's given us, and the guy talks about possibly. There are two suns, and we are, like, Westeros, the planet, whatever planet is called, is moving between the two of them. So as they rotate, as the two suns rotate around each other, it rotates around one of those suns. And that's why sometimes it's really warm, and then sometimes it's really cold. And it's really inconsistent because...
And that would explain also... Because there could be different periods.
Right.
That would explain the difference in length
you can't
of winter.
Tell,
right.
You can't tell when it's going to come back, too. It's inconsistent.
And how long it's going to last.
Right, right.
They mentioned that there are different time periods in terms of how long winter has lasted.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's a good point.
I'll show you that video. It's really interesting.
Send me that link.
The channel is It's Okay to Be Smart. It's really, really good YouTube channel. They talk about a lot of science stuff, so I like it.
Cool.
All right.
Good one. Good trivia question.
If you
obscure,
like to,
yes. But
yeah, truly very, trivial.
Very
truly trivial.
Trivia.
Obscure yes. Shit.
Then if you'd like to help Andrew with his trivia question, you can email him at kinginthenorth52@gmail.com. If you'd like to email the show about any comments about what we talked about or whatever, you can email us at brothersgeekpodcast@gmail.com. You should definitely follow us on Twitter at brothers_geek@twitter.com. Come to our website, brothersgeek.com. And that's it. Yep.
And of course, Han shot first.
That is very true.